You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Ireland, any idea why I am playing this great cut from Jagged Little Pill, the legendary Alanis Morissette album?
I don't know. I saw the play in New York. It was excellent.
Did you see the play?
I did.
The play's coming to L.A. I definitely want to see it.
You should see it.
Yeah.
It's totally worth seeing. That's the play where the guy looked like you.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah. Sean Alan Krill. He looks just like you.
Wow. So she's playing the Hollywood Bowl Saturday night.
This
Saturday night.
I've got another thing I'm doing.
Yeah. See, I got a thing I'm doing, too. But that would be...
I'm emceeing a fundraiser for my old high school, and the English Beat's playing at it.
The English Beat is
playing at the fundraiser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a not stepdad Leo in my mom's house this weekend.
So neither one of us will be there.
Neither one of us will be there. But Hollywood
Lisa was there last Friday.
What for what?
Florence and the Machine.
Oh, I like Florence and the Machine.
Shit was good.
Yeah. Dog days are over.
There's the English Beat.
There it is. All right. So slap fight.
Right now?
Right now. Slap fight.
All right, Michael, do play-by-play of this. Here we go.
Okay. Ready?
All right, here All right. go. Ireland's heading over to Mason. Then Mason's getting out of his seat. They're meeting in the middle in a neutral zone.
So we're going to do it right here?
And Mason's going to, who's going to go first? Mason's going to put his hand out first, and Ireland's going to have to try to slap it, and Mason's going to have to try to make him avoid it.
Put your hands by your sides.
And Ireland's not telling him how to do it. Mason has to slap it. And Mason gets the first hit in. Mason looks, and he hits the second one. He gets the second one in. Mason with the quick hands looks like Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh,
and he misses on the fourth shot. Okay, all right, now Ireland's turn to go. Oh, Ireland misses. Is that a miss?
Your turn. It's my turn. Yeah.
Yes.
Counts.
Slap. Slap.
You have been practicing.
Slap. Well, Ireland's got slap. Ireland's horrible. Jeez. Wow.
Yesterday was the
I
exact
told
opposite.
You I was practicing.
Yeah,
you got quicker hands than Ryan Garcia.
I didn't do anything.
I know. I'm just.
Good slap by Ireland. Contact.
I'm not even doing anything. He's moving his hand.
Contact.
Two. I think you got five, right?
Yeah.
Mace, when you move your hands, you got to move them. Mace, you got to keep your hands together.
See, it's a sneak attack.
I know.
That's the whole idea, Mace. Mace is twitching. Ireland's twitching and making Mace twitch. Slap. Good contact there. Slap.
And that's 5-5.
5-5. Slap. 6-5 Ireland. Slap.
Oh,
7-5 Ireland.
Lost it.
Yeah. 8-5.
Forget
yeah, Mason's lost it. His reflexes is gone.
I lost it.
But
did I not improve dramatically?
Oh, yeah.
He's taking more punches than Isaac Cruz did against
yesterday. I could not get him.
Pitbull.
Yeah, I could not get him yesterday.
I can tell you practiced.
Yeah, I did.
That was good.
That's what I did last
Pitbull
night.
Pitbull did pretty good, though, against Javonte Davis.
Yeah, he did.
Mace, you got quick reflexes, Mace.
Yeah, no, I do.
You're way better. You're night and day from yesterday.
Yeah,
You must not have had any chewables today to slow you down.
Oh,
no,
he
just had Dramamine, which you would think
would have slowed me down.
But
exactly,
it
but it hasn't. So, Ireland, we had an incident. You guys fly on planes with flight attendants all the time, and you have the most wonderful flight attendants.
Yeah. They're awesome. Yeah.
Why are you breathing so hard?
That's an intense.
I was nervous. Yeah. I was like,
that was intense.
He hung in for a while. He was like the Lakers. He played a good first quarter.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
fell apart.
Man, I should have put money on these.
Oh, you should have.
That's an easy bet. So there is a story that people have now begun tipping flight attendants.
What?
Yeah. Tipping flight attendants for good service. Now, have you ever tipped a flight attendant?
I haven't. But I'll text one of our flight attendants and ask her if she's ever been tipped.
She's not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I think that would be insulting to her.
Why?
You're not supposed to do it.
Like, I had a terrible experience on a flight.
Yeah, I remember.
And I DM'd the supervisor, and the supervisor, I'm sure, had a talk. But I've never thought to tip a flight attendant.
What about you? Should we tip the pilots, too, for getting us there safely?
Yeah, they're more important.
Yeah.
Juan was talking to a friend of his last night. She said they tip the mailman and the garbage man.
I tip the mailman.
Like, do you tip the mailman?
Yeah.
I have a different mailman every day. It's never the same guy. And by the way,
my mailman is a woman.
Mail starts coming like 3 times a week or twice a week, or sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Like, mail, the wheels have come off mail, haven't they?
No, sometimes it's like that for my house, too. Sometimes mail doesn't come that day.
Yeah. We used to tip the mailman. I don't even know who our mailman is. I'm never home.
My
mailwoman
is Irene, and she's fantastic.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kaylee.
Michael, I just texted Vanessa and asked if
tipping is appropriate.
She's ever been tipped.
Yeah, and?
But she might be on a flight because it came back that her notifications are silent.
It's Kaylee Cuoco, who stars in the TV series The Flight Attendant. You know Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah. Is that series any good?
Oh, it's so
good. I like her.
First two seasons, fantastic. And she did an interview with TMZ, and they were talking about flight attendants. She said, I think flight attendants should be tipped for good service.
No, I don't think so. By the way, did they ever figure out who killed that guy who was in the bed with her when she woke up? Because that's the first episode I saw. I didn't see any after that. Who killed him?
Well, don't say. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm not going to spoil it. It's not that old.
Flight attendants? No, I don't think you should tip flight attendants. You tip baggage handlers, of course.
Would you have DM'd the airline and said, boy, this lady's really not very nice and unbelievably
rude? No, I wouldn't
have,
but I don't blame you for doing it if she was that rude.
See, to me, when I was owning a small business, when I owned movie theaters, I would get complaints, and I would act on those complaints.
Of course.
I would go talk to whatever employee had an interaction with a customer that I didn't like, and it was instructive.
Right.
It helped me to know if my staff was doing a good job or not doing a good job. So to me, that's why JetBlue and Claudia
should know that.
Should know that.
Yes.
Should know that better. I said her name again.
Well,
I keep meaning
name.
Not to say her name.
What's the last name?
Don't do that.
I don't know. All right, so here's an idea.
Well, you were going to play LeBron's wedding.
Oh, yeah, LeBron's wedding. Thank you for that. So LeBron James on The Shop talked about some wedding crashers that he had to deal with. And
I've been to the hotel where LeBron's wedding was. I was not there the weekend of his wedding, but I know where it is and where he got married. So if he doesn't mention it, I won't.
Here is LeBron's story.
Mav, no, we had two wedding crashers.
Oh, that's right.
But that wasn't even invited at all. That no one knew.
Oh,
no one knew.
No one knew. And this is how they got
in pictures.
This is sniffed out though. This is how they got sniffed out.
In pictures.
Had a celebrity friend walk by, and they called him their real name that none of us call him. I don't want to say the name, but they called. Say for instance, you walk by and they be like, "What's up, Paul?" And they be like, "Paul." And so you come to me, you like, "Hey, Brian, hey, you know these?" I'm like. No, I'm like, why? What's wrong? He like, call me Paul. Now, everybody in the family know I'm PR. Ain't nobody, everybody gonna call me Paul. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's how I got sniffed out. So my security go over to him and say, hey, who y'all with? They like, oh, we were him. And when,
we're Uncle
when they
Ned's
said him,
kid.
Him turned around at the same time was like,
hell no.
But I swear to God, they out with a plate and everything.
Man, that's hard.
Like, on the ground.
So I actually had an experience. I guess I did sort of crash a wedding when I was in Puerto Rico for a wedding. There was a wedding on the other side of the hotel, and they had more than just beer and wine available.
Better food.
So our wedding, only beer and wine.
Right.
Their wedding, full bar. These were during my drinking days.
Yeah.
And so I drifted towards the other wedding because they had a fully open bar.
Lisa and I used to have when we lived in apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Bergman, do you ever crash parties at your apartment? Like if you walk by and you see one of your neighbors is having a party, you ever crash it?
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time.
That's fun.
I'd say, hey, I live upstairs. I'm just coming by. How's your party going? You know, blah, blah, blah. And they'd say, hey, hang around. And we talked to them for a while. It was fun. But I would never crash a wedding. I think a wedding is one step too far.
But you, if it was beer and wine only
versus wouldn't do it.
Full bar, you wouldn't drift over to the full bar?
I'm pretty leery of going, like Michael, there's a lot of
you're a big rule follower.
Well, Laker events, Michael and I never go to things unless we're specifically invited.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was just that when we were in Vegas, there was like a lot of big things. Some of the stuff we were invited to, some of the stuff we weren't.
Oh, really? Like
we only go to the stuff where we're invited.
Oh, it's mandatory. I don't go if I'm invited anyway.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So
if it's
you
mandatory,
only go if it's mandatory.
Mandatory, yeah.
He goes if he's invited.
Yeah, right.
If you're invited and it's not mandatory,
no.
You don't go.
No.
Yeah. So that's one step beyond. Like there was a big thing for sponsors at Topgolf in Vegas. Michael and I were not invited. So even though all of our radio bosses were there, all the people from here were there, we didn't go.
I wasn't going to go anyway.
But you did wind up at Topgolf at some point, didn't you?
No.
Never did?
No. Walked over there late afterwards with Sliwa.
So to get the scraps.
No, because Sliwa, we wanted to, we heard Sam was there. So we wanted to go say hi to Sam, but it was like the party was already
over. See, I'll tell you, the Topgolf and pickleball are both really big things now.
Yeah.
People go to Topgolf.
Well, now like Tom Brady and Michael Jordan are buying pickleball teams.
Is anybody going to watch a pickle? Like,
no.
So I was down in Venice a few weeks ago, and they've got a rousing pickleball area, and people are, you know, cheering and whatnot. I'm like, I'm not going to sit and watch pickleball. It's just like baby tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
Pickleball is just
baby
tennis.
It's a good way
of
putting it. Yeah, it's fun, though. It's fun to play.
It's fun to play, but like the idea of owning a franchise, I don't think that's going to be a thing.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either.
May as well watch shuffleboard.
Well, and every time, like when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
the whole thing I said, everybody would say to me all the time, John, by the time you're an adult, soccer is going to be the number one sport in America. It's taking over the world. It's going to replace everything. You got to get behind soccer. Well, tonight, we have the Clásico. It's a great game.
It's a great game.
But soccer has not replaced any of the big three sports in America.
No, but it has gained a follow. I mean, the LAFC, it's gained a big following.
Will pickleball be that in 30 years?
No.
Why?
Because it's baby tennis. Nobody wants to watch. You have to. It's for lesser athletes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In other words, you don't
have to run as much.
You don't have to run as much.
Right.
So you're cutting down on the running. And it really is a tennis court cut in half. I would like to play. I've not played. I've not been in. Like Lisa Ireland.
She plays a lot.
Yeah, she's supposed to invite me to play.
It's ping pong without the table.
Right. And so Kevin Durant bought a franchise today. Who is going to watch pickleball? There's no TV.
Well, I'll tell you another thing
pickleball.
That I don't necessarily. Have you noticed that gaming has cooled off a little bit? Like these teams with gaming teams, like the Lakers have a gaming team. And those leagues are still going pretty strong. But some of them, like the League of Legends and some of these other leagues, are starting to get less popular.
Didn't you just tell me League of Legends had their championship?
They're in their quarterfinals right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, and everybody said that's going to take over the world. So it's just a matter of timing. You know, like, are you a gamer? Do you play games? Do you ever play?
I used to play Call of Duty, but I do not play anymore.
Right.
I still have the thing. If somebody wants the
you
thing,
have the headset?
I'll give you the thing. No, the thing with the device, the PlayStation.
Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah, I have PlayStation.
I have a PlayStation and a Wii. I don't think we use either one
Wii
of them.
Wii is over.
Wii's are fun because you can play actual physical sports. You can play like tennis and
bowling
golf and
stuff like that. Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you. Has Tom Brady quiet quitted? You know what quiet quitting is?
No.
Okay. We'll talk about that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Okay, I'm going to call this a thought experiment. I don't even know what that term means, but let's just say that's what it
means. Why not?
Okay. Smart people say it all the time. It's like a CY Ramona kind of thing, thought experiment. So there's this idea out there, and Michael Thompson's hanging out today, that people have been quiet quitting their jobs.
Okay.
In other words, they're showing up, but they've kind of quit.
They're mailing it in.
Mailing it in.
Okay.
Now, Tom Brady this last week, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost, and he did not look good, took time away from the team to attend Robert Kraft's wedding on Friday night. He missed a team meeting and a Friday walkthrough. Here's what Rex Ryan said about that.
To me, they weren't ready. Whether we can sit back and just brush it off, oh, it's okay that your Hall of Fame quarterback missed a practice and a freaking meeting. You sound like a quarterback, like a rookie quarterback's got no clue. And I've been around one like that in a situation. This is not how you play. Tom Brady knows. He stands for leadership.
Yeah.
And this thing right here is, like, I'm sorry, but this is on Tom
Brady. It's as simple.
Okay, so here's Ryan Clark, same subject.
But we can't sit here and applaud him constantly for the last two-plus decades and then not point out that he's behaving differently. This particular team is not his priority.
This particular team is not his priority. Did he quiet quit?
It's a good question. And I think another branch on this tree is, he retired?
Yes.
And then they kind of talked him out of retirement.
Yep.
And he came back. And I think in those 2 months he was retired, he probably made some commitments. I know he wanted to go on vacation with his family.
Yep.
He wanted to, you know, he's probably getting divorced over this, it looks like. Robert Kraft was, and Tom Brady were incredibly close. And it would be the equivalent of Jerry Buss getting married and Magic Johnson not being there. If Magic was still involved with the NBA at that time, Magic and Jerry were very close, I think he would drop whatever he was doing and go to that wedding.
Even if Magic missed, and it's granted it's a longer season, but missed a game.
Right.
Would Magic have missed
but missed a walkthrough, missed a practice.
Okay.
I
just don't think his heart is in it. It doesn't seem like his heart is in
it. I don't have a problem with him going to Bob Kraft's wedding and missing a practice. Do you?
I don't know that that's what a leader does. I don't know if that's what Michael.
Let me just give you some background on this. Last 2 years of his career,
yep.
Kobe didn't practice,
but he was there though.
But he was there.
Yeah, but he just didn't. He wasn't
right,
physically
but,
on the
but
court.
He was there for quote unquote walkthrough. He was there for team meetings. He was there for all that stuff.
He didn't stay home or go on a vacation.
Right. You think Brady is at fault here?
I'm sure he probably talked to Todd Bowles, his coach.
Yep.
Got permission to leave. Bowles probably gave him permission to leave, but that's still a bad look.
Yeah,
he should be there.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
I had Robert
there.
Kraft. I mean, you could send him some flowers. This marriage will be over in a month anyway.
Why do you think that?
He's gonna need him another massage.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah,
I guess. But.
Michael says the things I wish I could say sometimes.
Have you seen his wife? She's 47. He's 94.
I think she's 37.
And he's 84.
He's 84.
I think she's 47.
Is she?
Look it up. I think
Look
she's 47.
Look up Bob Kraft's current wife's age.
But she's definitely a cougar.
No.
No. She's not a cougar.
Now, Mace.
He's robbing the cradle.
Well, okay, Mace.
Yeah.
Do you think...
She's 48.
Okay, 48. That's more reasonable.
So there's a 30-plus year age difference, right? Do you think she is marrying for love?
No, she's marrying for money.
Of course.
But you said that doesn't happen.
No, I know it happens. I would not do it, and I would not advise anybody to do it.
She's taking the Bergman approach.
Yeah, no. Look, Ireland's dancing now.
Let's get married. We're in love. Yeah, and Mason would say, no one gets married that doesn't love each other.
Yeah, but that's just a financial and sex relationship.
Yes.
That's all that is.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It happens all the time.
But I'm saying I would not do it, and I would not advise anybody to do it.
No,
I think
we
it's
are
a
advising Bergman to do it. He
it's
married
a,
for love the first
terrible,
time.
Michael,
it's
you married
great
for
idea.
Love.
Yes. Ireland, do you think she married for love? Because you're a romantic. You think she married for love?
No.
So you think if
I don't either.
You think if he was a retired mailman, she wouldn't marry him?
No. Zero chance.
Zero. Zero.
I don't even think if he was an active mailman, she would do it.
Tell you what.
This is why I keep telling Bergman, Michael, that, you know, Bergman married for love the first time. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
I said he needs to find somebody who is an
rich.
Heiress.
Yeah.
A sugar mama.
Yes. I mean, it's just as easy to marry rich as it is to marry poor.
No, it's actually harder to find somebody that you love than somebody who's rich.
Yeah, you can't make love to money.
Right. So take the easy road.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm telling Greg.
Ireland, can you make love to money or to a woman?
Yeah, Ireland, by the way, at home sometimes will just cover the bed with $20 bills and roll around.
Yeah. Hundreds.
Yeah, exactly.
Singles if you're lucky.
You got to have love out of it.
Michael makes me, whenever we go on a flight, we get per diem.
Yes.
We get these envelopes.
Yep.
So Michael and I have a ritual where he makes me take all the hundreds out of my envelope and give them to him. and he gives me 20s in return.
I buy his hundreds for 20s.
He buys all my hundreds. And I said, what is the purpose of this? He goes, I just like hundreds. So one day, was it Clay or was it – Clay sends him a picture.
Yeah.
Look what I found. And apparently he found Michael's stash.
Oh,
yeah.
And, you have a stash in your house?
Yeah. Clay just found it, and he like was fanning it out like he was a Vegas dealer.
Yeah.
Did you get all the one? Did you get all the hundreds back?
You put them back.
Yeah.
Now this will make me sound weird, but I have always Juan thinks I'm ridiculous. I have a go bag.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot
sense.
Of people do.
Yeah.
If I have I've got a fair amount of cash.
How much you got in there?
I don't want to say
more than 10.
But here's
more
the thing.
Than 10. What?
$10K.
More than $10.
Are you kidding?
But this is an interesting thing.
More than $10K.
Watch this, Michael. I don't understand this about Mason. I have no idea how much money I have in my wallet, but I know I have a lot. A lot for like walking around my
house. Yes.
Couple hundred.
How much money do you have in your wallet right now?
Here's how little money I have.
Right. I'm astounded by this. He
I
never
don't have
cash.
My wallet with me. I didn't even bring it today.
Wow. No, I could never do that.
Yeah, I didn't even bring it. Apple Pay stuff. It's so easy to just on the phone. It's like your money. Money's
you
right
in,
there.
That's it. What about if you need your ID? Where's your ID? Suppose you get stopped by the cops.
In my email, I've got a copy of my ID.
Okay.
All right. I have $211.
Wow.
On me.
That's a lot of money to carry around.
No, it's not.
That's about what you want. What if something comes up where you need cash?
Yeah.
Or you got to tip somebody?
What do you need cash? I mean, I know even...
We live in a world where we have to tip people.
Right, but a lot of these people want you to Venmo the money. Like, I was at a valet parking thing situation in down in Orange County at Roos Chris in Irvine last week, and they just had a Venmo number, a Venmo address. You could send them money, and they'd rather have it.
It takes time, don't it? You could just take the $10 out of your pocket and just hand it to them.
Yeah. Boom. It's over.
Boom. Yeah, Brenda hates
money's
cash.
Gone. Don't you got to open?
Yeah,
the
Lisa
app and
does
everything?
Too. My wife.
By the way, and money's the.
My wife will never get robbed.
World.
She never has any cash on her.
Yeah, well, I don't. I shouldn't have told everybody about my go bag.
Well, if you have less,
by the way, it's not there anymore.
It's got
your
cash.
Go bag. Just got up and
but
went.
Mace, if you got less than 10, how long do you expect to live on that money? It's gonna be gone in a couple months.
It's to go, not to live.
Oh, go away.
Where are you going?
Yeah, you got to spend to
you
stay
never
somewhere.
Know.
What is the scenario in which the go bag would be used?
In case of an earthquake or something like that?
I don't know.
Wind.
I just think you need to have some cash in the house in case you have to go on the lam.
An emergency?
I have a fake beard, a mustache.
You have the Neil Diamond getup. Remember when Neil Diamond went to the Laker game with a fake beard because he was worried about
that
people walking
genius.
Up to him and the
that
beard kept falling off? And we're like, what are you doing?
Do you have a go bag?
No.
No.
Michael, you don't need.
No,
a go
if anything,
bag.
I'd rather have. Like,
I have an earthquake kit.
Yeah, earthquake kit makes sense.
Yeah, no, I. Jorge, you have a go bag?
Yeah. Passports and stuff.
Is it under that desk right there?
Yeah, exactly. Right here.
Bergman, do you have a go bag?
No, sir.
Get one.
Yeah.
No,
get one.
Bergman, I got nothing.
Get a couch.
Yeah, the couch off the street.
You only have a go bag if you think people are going to chase you for something. What are people after you for?
Who knows.
What,
who knows?
You don't deal with unscrupulous
What's
people.
What's in the go bag?
Yeah, what is it? Besides cash,
besides
what
money,
else? Like, you got some clothes,
weed.
Do you have a flashlight?
Yes.
Do you have water?
No.
No canned food.
I'm not a survivalist.
Do you have warm clothes or like a pair of short workout
got a,
clothes?
I've got a jacket.
Okay.
I've got jeans. I've got shoes and socks.
Wow. And how long have they been in there? When was the last time you opened your go bag?
Well, I still, you know what I do is every time I withdraw money from the ATM, for whatever reason, I always put 2/3 of it in the go bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, so now you might have a little cash in there.
I got cash. Yeah. I got cash. If I have to go, I'm 80, gone.
8,700?
What are you just guessing random?
Like
is this
it
the
sounds like he
right?
doesn't know.
Yeah, you said less
I
than 10.
I don't know exactly. Again, if I withdraw, let's say I go to the dispensary. And I withdraw $300 to buy cannabis. And then I have $100 left over. The $100 goes to the go bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this? How many years?
Probably 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's enough money to get by for a while.
Can I ask you guys, I'll do it when we come
would
back.
Would you take one if you had to go?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. We're getting a call.
Michael, we're on the air.
No, he's got to answer that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next for you.
Can I ask you a question about the Clippers
when
we come back?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Right. Also, do you hear what's coming to gas stations in Florida?
No, why?
I will tell you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my friend Jacob Emrani. Let me ask you, if you're injured in an auto accident, should you hire your friend's relative who helped your third cousin fight a traffic ticket last year? No. You need an expert in the field. So if you're injured in any kind of auto accident, call my friend Jacob, 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. For more than 25 years, Jacob has handled all kinds of accidents. Car and truck and motorcycle and Uber and Lyft and scooter and pedestrian and you name it, Jacob has handled them all. He and his team will not settle for a lowball offer from the insurance company. Plus, with Jacob, you never pay a penny out of pocket. So your car gets fixed and you see a medical specialist to help you get back on track right away. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the Mason and Ireland Mafia, Ramon tweets, "Hey, if you've never played pickleball, don't talk trash on it. Come out and play, and it'll be a great cardio."
Yeah, you'll like it. I've enjoyed it when I've played it.
It's a great, great sport.
Are you any good?
No, Lisa is.
Lisa's good?
She's good.
Could I beat her?
No. You could beat me, but, well, maybe not. You're a spaz, but you would not be terrible at it.
Yeah, no, I think it'd probably be good. Yeah. Michael, do you ever play?
Oh, I love pickleball.
Do you?
It.
You love playing?
Well, because he's tall and long.
I was a great tennis
player. You
can't
get it around him.
I could really play tennis, and I wasn't quite Pete Sampras, but I was good, and pickleball's fun to play.
All right, you had some.
Yeah, and here's my question for you guys. It's about the Clippers.
Yes.
Okay.
So
the first year, this is year four of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. The first year was the bubble collapse. Remember when
collapse?
Yeah, thank you.
No, but the collapse. Bubbles don't collapse.
Claps.
Yeah. Bubbles don't collapse.
Claps.
Now, the next 2 years have been basically gone away for injuries. Kawhi's been injured the whole time.
Yep.
They keep renewing these guys and paying them whatever they want, and they're kind of married to them. But if it doesn't work this year, if they both miss the majority of this season with injuries, you just circle the wagons, bring them back again for year five?
I mean, do you give up on them? No, because they're still both in their early 30s. If they got hurt again, it's nothing to do about that, but you can still salvage your career.
But don't you think the Clippers are thinking, all right, so we're going to limit these guys' minutes?
They're talking about bringing Kawhi off the bench to limit his minutes.
Let him play when they're going to play. We've got a really deep team, and let's make sure these guys are healthy when we get to the playoffs. Isn't that the right strategy? Like, for example, Clay is on a minutes restriction
only
right
because
now,
he's coming
18
off,
or 19 minutes.
Yeah, that'll change as the season goes along, but only because he's coming off two injuries, so serious injuries. Which, even though they're doing this, it still puzzles me because do you know who played the most minutes in the NBA Finals? Clay.
Oh, wow.
He played the most minutes in the NBA Finals.
Of anybody in the NBA
Finals? Of all those Warrior guys?
Yep, of all the Warrior guys.
Played more than Steph?
Played more than everybody.
Wow.
But yet they're bringing him along slowly because, I don't know, because he had an easy summer of not playing every day. But he says he feels fine. But, I mean, they're just being extra cautious since coming off of two devastating injuries. But I figured if you could play all the minutes in the finals, the most intense basketball you can possibly play. But anyway, I guess they know what they're doing.
Do you believe in saving, like, Kawhi monitoring minutes, Paul George?
Initially, coming off a serious injury, but once the season gets on, let's say second half of the season, Kawhi should be out there. If he's healthy, should be there 36 minutes a game.
By the way, Michael, are you still a Ben Simmons fan?
Yeah, I love Ben Simmons. He just needs somebody to instill the right confidence in him. That boy can play. He just, I don't understand it. It ain't that difficult. Teach him, tell him, Ben, just shoot the ball. I don't care if you miss.
You
just relax.
You think nobody's tried this?
I don't
know. Is this like a strategy that is revolutionary?
It doesn't sound like it, because it sounds like everything you hear about, everybody's criticizing the guy instead of encouraging him.
But you don't think somebody's coaching
Steve
along?
Nash?
Okay. So remember I told you, we were talking earlier, show, Michael, before you were in here, that Woj had that comment. If you want to play it again, Mace, go ahead. But
sure.
He talking about how the Lakers are probably going to wait 20 games and then decide, take a look around and see who's out there. Here's Woj.
Greeny, I'm told to expect Rob Pelinka and the Lakers to wait until post-Thanksgiving, 20 games into this season, and see what teams may start pivoting, who don't start off well, who decide that they may start to look to unload players and perhaps get involved in the Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes to get down in the lottery instead of, as we saw in previous years, teams chasing the play-in tournament, and see then using that 2027, that 2029 pick, and of course Russell Westbrook's expiring contract to see what is going to be out there in the marketplace. And as more teams and more players become sellers, there were so many buyers the last couple of years, the expectation is there'll be more sellers this year. You start to see the asking price in trades go down. It's supply and demand. So expect the Lakers really to get to that 20-game point where teams kind of reach an inflection point about how they want to proceed, and then see what might really be available to help improve this Lakers team.
All right, so one thing that could happen in the scenario which he's describing is, did any of you guys check out any of the Pelicans-Nets game last night?
Did not see it.
Okay, Nets trailed wire to wire by as many as 25. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans just boat raced them. If Brooklyn breaks that team up,
right?
Like if it looks like they're not going to make the play, like they have a season like the Lakers did last year.
You are already ready to proclaim that after one night?
No, but I'm saying if it doesn't work, if they start, what would you say, 20 games? If they start 5-15.
Right.
Impossible. They got too much talent for that.
That's what I think, too.
I mean, with Kevin Durant.
But, Michael, that's what people said about our team last year, and we finished 16 games under 500 because we had all of those injuries.
Yeah, well, that's injuries. Injuries can't – you can't do anything with injuries. But if they're healthy, the Nets should be – Nets should be 15-5, not 5-15.
Right,
somebody just needs to get
to
Ben
Simmons. But here's what I'm saying.
Ben Simmons needs to talk to either Deion Sanders or Michael Cooper and stop babying this guy. They need to just get – listen, man, either pee or zip your pants up, okay? One or the other. That's what they were telling. Come on, stop babying this guy. I don't want to hear all this other stuff.
I've said many times you could be a GM, okay? You're the GM of the Nets, okay? They have a disastrous start.
Mm-hmm.
They play a bunch more games like last night.
Inexcusable, yes.
All right? You're 5-15. You just hang on to Kyrie and let him walk for nothing at the end of the year, or do you trade him?
Well, I'll bring him into my office and find out where his mind is at for sure.
And what if he says to you, I'm going to explore free agents?
Well, I'll see what I can get for him. If your heart's not in it, if you don't want to commit to be on this year and put in 100% effort and get back to the all-NBA level that you're capable of and put in that commitment to the franchise, then yeah, I'll trade you.
See, my question is, so if you're going to wait till 20 games in, and it's by all accounts, that's what's going to happen, what if the season gets away from you? I mean, what if we're 5-15?
Right, but a season can't really get away from you at the 20-game mark.
If you're 10 games under 500?
You could be 1-19 and come back and make the play-in tournament.
Well, you can mathematically.
Yeah. I mean, 10 teams make the playoffs. Only 6 don't.
Yeah, but that team should not be 5-15.
Nobody thought the Lakers should be 16 games under 500 last year.
Well, that's injuries kill them.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to get killed by injuries. We just don't know who it is.
Right, we don't know. But if the Nets are healthy, they should definitely be 15-5.
Yeah, well, we were talking to, like, the Blazers won last night, but they're playing Sacramento, but they won. If the Blazers start 5-15 and they have a really young team.
Yeah. Trade Damian?
Yeah, do you keep him?
To see if you can get Wembanyama?
Yeah. Wouldn't you consider it?
No, Damian says he wants to finish his career in Portland.
Well, wait. Now the update on that is he says he wants to pass Clyde Drexler on the all-time Blazers scoring list. It sounds as though that may be the benchmark at which he'll say, okay, now I want out of here.
Yeah.
Pass Clyde, then, okay, I want out of here.
Yeah.
And LeBron and AD had real conversations with Dame.
Really?
They
did?
Back in the day. Did. But, so that's the reason why you've got to wait. You can't just, like, I think Travis was in here yesterday saying you got to deal with Westbrook right now.
No.
You don't. There's no incentive to moving him right this second.
Has anybody abandoned ship quicker than him?
No, yeah. He's quick.
He would have jumped off the Titanic once they left.
There
port.
He is. There's Travis. Yeah. Cannonball.
He wouldn't have waited for the iceberg.
By the way, and Michael, Thursday, I know we got to get a game of games. So Thursday, Travis said that under no circumstances would he welcome Carlos Correa to the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm the same. Under no circumstances.
If Carlos Correa makes you better and helps you win, why not take him?
Yeah, Dodger fans will forgive him. Unless
absolute
he's hitting 300.
Cheater.
First home run, they're on their feet cheering.
Talk to this Dodger fan. Absolutely not.
Bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth, he comes up to win a series. You're not pulling for him to get a hit?
No. If they sign him, the whole world is going to... I just don't think they're going to sign him. And by the way, he's a big name. He's not necessarily... Didn't necessarily have big production.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah. Better shortstop.
If you got a shot at Xander Bogaerts or Dansby Swanson or any of these guys, I mean, I think you look at it seriously. They're going to need a new shortstop because I think Trey Turner's leaving.
They say the Dodgers are interested in Judge. How much... Let's say 5 years, how much did they offer him?
Well, I think he's going to want more.
How much
than
more?
5 years.
Okay.
He's Judge only is how old?
30. And he's in good shape.
I think it's
7 years.
7 years, 40 a year.
280.
If they can get him, I will go out to left field and bang on the trash can myself and tell him what's coming.
This is Aaron, right, Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Aaron Judge. 7 years.
280.
280.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Bergman, is that a
decent? I think he's getting more than that.
He's more than $40 million a year.
I do. I think I think his overall package is going to be between $300 million and $400 million.
So give him 5 for $250 million.
Manny Machado got $330 million. Aaron Judge had a better year than Machado's ever had.
So wouldn't 5 for $250 million do it, Mace?
Five for $250 million a year. Yeah, it might.
I think that'll do it.
I mean,
takes him up to age 35, and he's a home run hitter. He can still hit home runs.
Yeah,
in
I mean,
late
the Dodgers
30s.
Can absolutely outspend the Yankees. Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers are just printing money. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games.
Call Pepe.
Oh, it's Michael's game day. Yeah. I forgot. Michael, what's the theme for the game?
Well, El Pepe, the El Dictator, ordered this game today. It is classical music, multiple choice. Classical music,
if
multiple
choice.
If he
doesn't win this,
that's right.
If one of us takes
him, is he
him
a classical music fan?
Yes. Bergman and Jorge, you guys should have a chance to. It's stuff you guys.
If
should
I get
know.
One of these right, I'll be shocked.
Our goal as a group is to take down Pepe because he'll never live this down. He handpicked this topic.
He handpicked it.
This is going to be big time swag system, Jorge.
Big time.
We will play the
I
game.
I am ready.
Coming up next, Mason and Ireland.
Let's go, Montia.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. Game of Games time, and we welcome to the show the great Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, how you doing, man?
How you doing? I just want to tell you, Mason, that I agree with you. I don't like Romo.
There you go.
What, Pepe? What's wrong with you? Why are you being an announcer hater?
Talks too much, right?
He's boring.
Yeah, boring.
You have to entertain. We are entertainers, after all.
Yes, I think so. I think Romo's plenty entertaining. All right, Michael, now you claim you've created this game specifically for Pepe, right?
I was ordered by El Dictator Presidente Pepe to compose a game of classical music for Game of Games. Get it? Compose, Game of Games,
compose.
Get it? Compose.
Oh,
and what El Dictator says, you must do.
Listen to Pepe.
Pepe, El Presidente, la música clásica para ti. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
Muy, muy bien.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
And Bergman,
is your name your buzzer?
Yeah, no, multiple choice.
Okay, here we go.
World's most recognizable opera house is located in which Australian city? Melbourne, Adelaide, or Sydney?
Jorge.
Sydney.
Bergman.
That's right, Sydney.
Mace.
Sydney.
As anyone who has seen Finding Nemo knows, the answer is Sydney. Pepe.
Sydney.
In which year did the Sydney Opera House open? 1971, 72, or 73?
Bergman.
73.
Mace.
73.
I'm going to say 72. Pepe.
73.
Jorge.
72.
It is 73.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Bergman, Mason, and Pepe got it.
Which of these artists did not perform with Pavarotti? Madonna, Sheryl Crow, or Celine Dion? Did not perform with Pavarotti.
Mace.
Madonna.
I will also say Madonna. Pepe.
I'm going to guess Madonna as well.
Jorge.
Sheryl Crow.
Greg.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow.
It is Madonna.
Yes. Oh, Madonna.
Okay.
Mozart was born in which city? Vienna, Graz, or Salzburg?
This one is me. I'm going to go Graz. Pepe.
I've been there, and it is Salzburg.
Salzburg. Okay. Jorge.
Yeah, what Pepe said. Salzburg.
Okay. Greg.
He was there, so I'm going to say Salzburg.
Yeah, how do you disagree with Pepe? I'm on Salzburg.
All right, Michael.
It is Salzburg.
Yeah. All right.
How old was Mozart when he composed his first symphony? 8, 5, or 12?
Pepe, this one's you.
What a crazy one. I'm going to guess 8.
Jorge.
Yeah, he was there. 8.
Michael was.
Greg.
5. Hey.
Greg, you're going 5?
Yeah.
All right, Mace.
You got to be 12.
I will go 8.
It is 8.
Ah!
Okay.
I bet it was a terrible symphony.
No, it was pretty good.
8 years all right, let old? Me,
it was his 5th symphony.
All right, let me give you a score update. Pepe, 5. Mace, 4. Bergman, Ireland, and Briones, 3 each. All right, here we go.
Beethoven's Symphony number 9 is played in this movie when the bad guys successfully open the vault in which movie? The Bank Job, Heist, or Die Hard?
This one goes to Jorge.
Heist.
Greg.
Die Hard.
Mace.
Die Hard.
I'm also going Die Hard. Pepe.
Die Hard.
It is Die Hard.
The great Alan Rickman
That's
was
right.
the villain.
That was
that.
A great movie.
Hey, Pepe's still in the lead.
What do we call
the Nakatomi Building?
That's yes, right, exactly, Jorge.
It's in Century City. You can see it.
What happened to Beethoven later in his life? He became blind, mute, or deaf?
Bergman.
Blind.
Mace.
Blind.
I'm going to say deaf. Pepe.
Is deaf.
Jorge.
Deaf.
Yep, it is deaf.
He wound okay. up deaf.
What Lindsay screwed me.
What a terrible way to go.
Yeah. All right, Pepe's got a commanding composure. Lead. Pepe, 7. Mason and Ireland, 5 each.
But I think he's
Greg
shocking.
And Jorge, 4.
The Japanese the word, the Japanese word karaoke means what? Solo performer, empty orchestra, or no conductor?
Pepe, alo pa la raza, dale.
Greg, this one. Go ahead, Pepe.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can you repeat it?
The Japanese word karaoke means solo performer, empty orchestra, or no conductor.
Greg.
Ooh, I think it's the second or the third one. I'm going to go with the second one.
What's the second one, Mike?
Empty orchestra.
Okay, yeah. Mace.
I'm going to say no conductor.
I agree with Mason. I think it's no conductor. Pepe.
Well, I'm going to say solo performer.
Jorge.
The last one.
No conductor.
It is empty orchestra.
Oh, we all got it.
I got it right. I got it right. Don't say we all.
Yeah, all right.
Don't
so
lump me in with you.
Pepe, 7. you would be lucky to be lumped in with us. Pepe, 7. Mason, Ireland, Bergman, 5. Jorge, 4.
The score for the Nutcracker, we all know that.
Oh, sure.
By the way, it hurts. Was written by a German, a Frenchman, or a Russian?
Pepe.
Oh, wow. I repeat it.
The score for the Nutcracker, written by a German, Frenchman, or Russian?
Russian.
Jorge.
Russian.
Greg.
Russian.
Mace.
It's by Tchaikovsky. I'll say Russian.
Yeah, I'm going Russian.
It is Russian.
Okay, everybody got that one. All right, hey, we're going to do 3 more, and Pepe has the lead, so he's got to go first. Yeah. Okay, 3 more.
The third tenor. The 3 tenors, I should say. We know 2 of them to be Pavarotti and Domingo. Who was the third tenor?
Pavarotti.
Pavarotti and Domingo.
Okay.
Who was the third tenor?
Do you have choices?
Oh, yeah, excuse me. His last name was Carlito, Camparis, or Carreras?
Pepe.
Carlito. Carreras, says Pepe.
Jorge.
What's the last one?
Camparis.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
Greg.
Carreras.
That wasn't even a choice. Mace.
Comparis, whatever that one is.
Comparis.
Yeah, I'll go with the crowd.
It is Carraris.
Yeah, okay. See, it was Carraris. I was right.
How many strings does a harp have? 25, 47, or 35?
Pepe.
47.
Jorge.
47.
Greg.
Something different than those two.
Say, pick one.
25 or 35?
35.
Mace.
Yeah, I need to make a point. I'll go 35.
I'll go 25.
It is 47.
I thought it was.
Pepe's got it.
Pepe's got it.
All right, do one more for fun.
In which city is the Metropolitan Opera House located? London, New York, or Paris?
Pepe.
New York.
Greg.
London.
Jorge.
Yeah, New York.
Mace.
The Met is in New York.
Yeah, it's in New York.
It is New York.
Pepe, you're the winner, man.
Pepe!
Congratulations.
Barrasa, Pepe. You know your classical music. You were right.
Pepe, what is your prediction for tonight for the home opener?
I always think that the Lakers are going to win, and I'm going to go with Ireland. They're going to win by six.
There it is.
By six.
That's what I like to hear. Okay, Pepe, we'll see you in about an hour.
Pepe knows this one. This is a good one. I should ask you guys this one. Hey, right. Pepe, the hotel chain, this hotel chain gets its name from violin concertos. Which hotel is it? The Ritz, the Four Seasons, or the Omni?
The Four Seasons.
That's right.
Yeah, the Four Seasons.
Oh, wow. Right. That's very good. Pepe, you cannot beat Pepe in classical music trivia.
You should have been a conductor, Pepe, instead of a dictator.
Well, tonight, Pepe, instead of waving to the crowd, stand up and conduct.
That'll be as a
tribute to you winning today.
Pepe, Mason says the Lakers are going to lose by 10. What do you say?
I did not say that. You are completely making that up.
What do you say, Pepe?
Nah, come on, Mason.
I never said it, Pepe. This is Michael Thompson.
Pepe, you know Michael would never make anything up.
Keep in mind that Michael Thompson has coconut water in his brain.
That's right. Yes, he does.
He ain't lying.
All right, Pepe, we'll see you in about an hour. Thanks. Congratulations.
Pepe. See you later. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, let's hit the super stager. By the way, I forgot to read Game of Games, powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you have to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Shidano is here. Is Cappy somewhere off in the distance? No love boat? All right.
Love boat!
Love boat! There he is. So what do you got, George?
I see that Michael has got his best dressed attire for opening night tonight. I see you're ready to roll.
You know, he does the. You've never driven through the garage where Michael changes right in the middle of the garage? Seriously.
Right.
Yeah, he'll be changing later.
It's free. You could be like, you're like the coaches now. You know, they used to all wear suits and be all dapper. Now they're like in sweats. That's what you're doing
exactly.
these days.
Exactly. It's a basketball game, not a board meeting.
And to be clear, I never said the Lakers would lose by 10.
You said they'd only lose by 3.
I didn't even say they were going to lose.
What'd you predict?
By the way, ESPN with their BPI predictor has the Lakers 60% chance to win today.
Boom.
There you go.
Right there. It's all you need to know.
You know, George, I said tonight is a must win because you can't let the.
I think must win is a lot, but I don't think you're crazy. Mm-hmm. I think there are degrees to this, in my opinion.
Right.
If they win, that's obviously great. Mm-hmm. If they're competitive, at least, I feel a little better after the way they performed the first night. But if they get blown out again,
exactly.
I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be a long season.
See what I'm saying, Mace?
But not must win.
Well, for mental reasons, Mace.
Yeah,
mentally.
No, I understand.
Your mic went limp.
My mic went limp again.
Yeah.
Mace, why don't you? Last week the Rams was a must win against Carolina.
This smells like must win to me.
That is a 16,
must win.
A 16 game season, and they were already 2-3. 17. They were already 2-3 with tough games coming up, so it was must win, and they did. This is the second game of an 82 game marathon. Now, I'd like to see him show up and fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Clippers have done.
They're good.
They've won, 38 out of the last 40 or something like that?
No, 32 and 7 in the last 39.
39, that's what it is, right. Yeah. And they won 7 in a row.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd like to see them show up and play. I mean, as long as they play better, I don't think they get blown out at all tonight. I think they got a chance to win.
No, I think they keep it close tonight.
But as long as they fight, I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm.
Boy, you did. Sedano, you did a weird guy. I ended up texting George last night.
Yeah.
The last 5 minutes of that game, he's working.
Insane.
Chris Paul, the number one clutch player statistically in the NBA last year, on the bench.
Yeah, he was not playing well, and Monty rode the hot hand.
Right.
were down 22 in that
game. Right when I turned it on, and I was working on a bunch of stuff, I said, I'll just leave it on. And all of a sudden, they roared back.
I interviewed Devin Booker at the end of the game, and it was for SportsCenter for
Van
Pelt.
Yeah, I saw it.
And it was, I told him, you guys had the fourth largest comeback on opening night in the last 25 years, 22 points.
Why'd you interview him instead of Damian Lee? He was the hero. See, that people like you drive me nuts.
Well, first of all,
George, do you make the decision?
They don't win that. It is a collaborative decision.
They don't win that game without Devin Booker.
No, Devin Booker was insane. He had like 30 points in that
game. What? Empty points until Damian Lee took over.
What are you talking about? Damian Lee had 11 points in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter, all clutch.
Did you see, by the way, Steph's reaction? Do you have it, Mace?
Oh, yeah, the Bleacher Report? Yeah. Tweeted it out, yeah.
Did you put it in, Jorge?
Yeah, he's screaming, and he's waking up the kids. Damian
Lee is married to Sydell Curry, Steph's sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're very close.
So when Damian Lee hit the game winner, so Jorge, did you put that in, the Steph Curry thing?
No.
That was.
But he just screamed. He started
it was
going,
in my email. Yeah.
And, go right, D. Lee.
And the little baby sleeping, and the kid woke up. He goes, I don't care.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you should have interviewed him, Sedano.
I asked Devin a question about D. Lee.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. At least I got D. Lee in the in the walk-off interview somehow.
So, Cappy, I don't know anything about what's going on in the baseball playoffs. What are you going to update me on what's
going on?
No,
there's no more baseball. Baseball's over for
baseball
you,
Baseball is. I have no idea what's going on. I'm not paying attention.
Philly blew it yesterday. They were up 4-2.
Philly blew it like the Mavericks blew it last night against the Suns in that game I was doing.
They were actually up 4-0.
Yeah,
Philly.
4-0, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did I get the steal of our fantasy basketball draft with Paolo Banchero?
The steal? He's the number one pick in the draft.
But I got him in the fifth round.
But that's where you're supposed to get the number one pick in the draft.
That's
in
where?
The fifth, in
yeah,
the, in
that's
the
where
fifth
he went.
Round?
That's where the number one pick last year went in the fourth round. I took Jalen Green in the fifth round last year. Was number two pick.
Yeah, Mace. To answer your question, yes, he's going to put up big numbers.
Right, but that's not a steal. You got him at the normal value.
He's the best player on a really bad team, so he's going to put up numbers all year.
Yeah, but that's normal value.
But you're always dismissing my.
I'm just saying. But even Ramona said your fantasy team wasn't that good this year.
Momo doesn't play. She's not playing fantasy.
I know, but you asked her which team was better, yours or Trudell, and you didn't tell her whose team was who, and she said, "Oh, the team that didn't have Nikola Jokic."
I like your team.
Yeah, I like my team. I think I'm in good shape.
I mean, it's only 2 games, 2 days that have been played.
I know, but I'm.
You're not winning this year, though.
Oh my ass, I'm winning. I'm definitely.
I'll bet you $10,000. $20,000, $25,000 mythical dollars that you won't win this season.
You need that money.
You got to be first place, Mace.
You have to bet it against the house
place,
because
Mace?
I only have $4,000 mythical dollars left.
We gave him another $100,000 a month ago, and he's already lost $96,000.
Well, Ramona was going to loan shark him when you weren't here the other day.
It was Anita Marks. I said, I'm going to make a $50,000 bet on whatever you say, Anita. And Anita gave me the bet, and it didn't work out, so now I'm broke.
Ramona was going to loan it to him, but I told Ramona she's got to
put a fig on it?
25% interest. And then Bergman was like, I'm out. I'm not doing any
of
this.
It's like the strip club me and Sliwa went to. 25% markup if you use the ATM.
There you go. Mace, I've got money. How much money? I just won a bunch of money this last week, Bergman. I'll put up the money for you, Mace.
You'll put up the money.
I'll put up your money
me.
For me, but you gotta pay me a 50% VIG.
Bergman?
No, I'm not working in VIGs.
Yeah, no, Greg doesn't work. He's trying to avoid work.
It's on the real world.
Laura Romo's going to the game tonight, Mace.
Are you going, Laura?
Yeah, I gave her tickets. I gave him my tickets.
Oh, good.
Good job, Michael.
Laura's my favorite.
He offered them to me, and I was like, I'm already here.
Your girl washed your hair. That's what, you know.
I mean, you bring in your little boo, that pretty boy?
Little boo.
He's a Clipper fan.
Oh, yeah. Dump him.
What? That good-looking guy's a Clipper fan?
Little boo-boo.
All of a sudden, he got ugly.
He don't smell delicious no more.
No.
Tell him to take a look at Clipper Darryl and point at him and say, is that what you want to turn out to be in life?
You know what? I did. Yeah. I was like, do you want to be this guy? He's like, no. I'm like, see?
So you're not bringing him tonight?
By the way.
No, his sister's coming.
Okay.
By the way.
What, Lindsay?
Mace, I did something similar to you at a wedding once. I didn't crash another wedding.
Right.
But I went to a wedding that was at like a restaurant bar type, like a restaurant place, right? That had like a banquet facility. And
there was another wedding going on?
No. There was just the bar was open for the restaurant too. The wedding was cash bar, and it wasn't even like top rung. Like it was like
right.
So right. I was like, hell no. If I'm going to pay money, I'm going to the actual bar where I can get the scotch
exactly
I want.
Exactly right. The other wedding had better booze than the wedding
George
I was at.
But George paid for his booze.
Right, I did pay
you
for it.
You just went over and freeloaded off of the tab.
Because it was a cash bar at the wedding too, and the cash bar at the wedding was not great booze. So I went and got the good booze.
Pappy, you do the same, right?
100%. Two weddings, same place, and I can get better booze at the other wedding. I just walk right in. I float in. Nobody knows the difference.
Correct.
I get my drink. I go back to the other wedding.
Mace, did you mingle at the other
bar?
You
no.
Just got just, your in and out.
I went for booze.
It was like a mission.
Yeah, I went for
mission
booze.
Impossible. Dun, 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 dun.
This is back in my drinking days. I probably had 6 old-fashioned that night.
Good for you. Old-fashioned. Lots of sugar in old-fashioned.
I kept going back. A lot of sugar in
old-fashioned.
Yep. Supercharged.
Hey, can I ask a quick question? Did Bergman get a couch? I mean, somebody
Greg,
explain the story
him
to me.
Send
I saw
him the
pictures.
Oh, you
saw
him?
The picture.
Yeah,
saw
there's
it on
a
Twitter.
Couch in an alley he's thinking about picking up and throwing it into his living room.
And so yesterday,
Laura,
Cap,
you haven't heard
we told
about
him.
No, just go to IKEA, man.
We told him not to do it, and then today he drove by. This was yesterday. And today he drove by, and the couch is still outside
still
the dumpster,
there.
So he's
Fergie,
reconsidering.
Fergie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
A, how would you get it home, number one?
It's right below my apartment.
It's
yeah,
right
but how would you, you got
just,
anybody that's going to help you?
Me and a buddy pull it upstairs, done.
All right, now have you walked up on the couch and like really
no.
physically
examined
inspected it?
I have not yet, but I can clean it up.
No.
Yeah.
Bergie, do you have a black light?
No,
I would absolutely get. I would absolutely get a black light first.
Okay, because you know you need to see what kind of DNA is on there.
Of
you
course.
Know?
Really. I mean, honestly, it could be.
I
like
think
something,
that's the end right there. When you get the black light, then it ends the whole quest.
Yes. Well, if you clean it really good,
what would you use to clean it with? What would you clean it with, Bergman?
I would, you know, I'd find all industrial cleaner.
Yeah. No, dude, if you're
man,
you're
you could bring
yourself?
Guys in a hazmat suit, and you wouldn't get that couch
well, you're
clean.
Gonna
I'm
do
not
it
gonna
yourself?
Pay. Yeah, of course, I'm not gonna pay someone to do it. Then it's a whole
then
defeats
you're
the whole purpose.
It, right.
It defeats the whole purpose.
Can't
it's a free
the sales
couch.
Department find a client that will give you. A
you think
couch
I'm gonna call somebody like, hey, someone clean this couch? It's on the side
just
of the road.
Just go to IKEA, man. You
no, like that's expensive.
No, it's not.
It's like thousands of dollars.
Listen to Laura.
Time out. Hold on. I moved like 6 months ago, and I was in this predicament. I'm finding a couch.
Was there one on the curb?
No, hell no. I would not do a curb.
Hell no.
Okay.
Right
I ended up going like to like a wholesale place, and I got my couch for like $350.
Yeah, but you should drive over to North Hollywood because apparently they're growing on the dumpsters on trees.
Two of them.
Listen,
brown leather.
No, listen.
Beautiful.
I'm not opposed
the
to
the sad
like,
thing is, Greg, when those couches started, they weren't brown.
They were beige. They were beige.
Gross.
Yes, they were beige, and now they're brown.
Dish out
the
money, Greg. You got it.
Laura, you wouldn't date a guy who did that, right?
No, because listen, I'm not opposed to
No one needs
to
know.
No, but I'm not opposed to
You just announced
doing,
it on the radio.
Yeah. No one listens to
you
this.
You know, I've always said someone else is trash or someone else is treasure. That's fine. Whatever. But there's certain things you don't pick up. Mattresses, couches,
oh, I wouldn't do that.
Things
no
like that. That's nasty.
What do you mean no mattresses? You're doing a couch.
Yeah, it's like the same thing.
Totally
you know
different.
What people do
totally
there?
Different.
You're putting your ass on
both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different. One's not naked.
People have sex in those, dude. Like, come on.
I mean, possibly, but you
no,
can clean it.
No,
you can,
possibly.
You clean it really, really
no,
good.
No, that's nasty. Don't do that. Don't do that.
So I think I can do it.
I have to ask a question, because you weren't here yesterday, right?
No.
And CY was filling
CY
in.
CY was in.
The big
and,
CY.
And supposedly he went off on the circle of
he
trust.
Called it the JV at the
yeah,
moment.
What did
he says not cool anymore. I don't know. Clinton is like, he thinks he's the arbiter of cool. I love Clinton, but let's relax a little bit.
Did the community jump the shark?
No, they were just mad at Cappy still, and that's it. Like that's
Cappy,
what he got. That's what he got all bad.
Have you not
so
let this go?
He wanted to defend Cappy, and I get it. But Clinton, as much as I love him, and he's a great guy, I do love him, but he's not the arbiter of cool.
Who is?
Certainly not me, but I don't think it's him either. That's for sure.
Who's the coolest guy in the room?
I'll
right
take
now.
The job.
Yeah, Mace is pretty cool.
I'm cool.
Pretty laid back.
Yeah,
you're like the opposite of cool.
No, I'm super cool.
Yeah, I think Mace really is cool.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Michael's a dork.
Yeah, right. You're
Michael, you're a little. No, you know what Michael is? What? Michael is like.
Michael and I are both dorks, but we own it.
He's
right.
Like,
yeah.
He's like your crazy uncle.
Yeah.
Say
how so?
Anything.
You'll say anything. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. Like you said some things today that I wanted to say but couldn't say, and
like
you said them.
What did I say was so outrageous?
What'd I say?
Yeah.
You're like, you remember that? You ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire?
Mm. Well, my idol is Larry David.
Do you remember the movie Jerry Maguire? Rod Tidwell's brother, Teepee?
Mm-hmm.
That's you. You're Teepee. He says things. And then they all like, Teepee, shut up.
That actor is a guy named Aries Spears. He used to come
on
the show.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great Shaq.
Those great impressions.
Yeah, really
great.
Good dude.
And Evander Holyfield, too.
So, Cappy, you're still being dramatic with your community? Or
boycott day
done
six.
With that? Is this still a boycott? Or
well, Mace,
why don't you get over it? Why don't you let it go?
Let me just say something to you, Steve Mason.
Yeah.
You know me well enough to know that I'm not just about to walk back in. I'm a break down the door kind of guy.
Okay.
So when I re-enter the circle, which I probably will be doing, when I do it, it will be big. It will not just be me liking some tweet or just putting something out like, hey, I think the Lakers are going to win tonight, or LAFC is going to beat tonight the Galaxy. It's not going to be something like that, Mace. It's going to be something gigantic when I go back in.
Cap, I got it.
Go ahead.
When you go back in,
yeah,
just do a couple of rhymes and at the end go, that's what's in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, okay. Hey, I want to tell you guys something. I did some research on that.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I have found the names of all of those gentlemen
who appeared on the KUSI Morning News.
Tour.
That's right.
Are they going on tour?
I don't know if they're going on tour, but I found every one of them. I looked them all up on Facebook to see if I was connected to any of them. Thank goodness I wasn't. If I was, I was going to block them, cancel them, whatever it
what
was.
What are you talking about? You they're just having a little fun. That's not in.
That is not in.
Blocking and canceling is not in.
No, no. Those guys, I'm not a cancel culture guy except for those guys.
Those guys. Now, Cappy, did you get the text I just sent?
I did just get it, but I haven't looked at it yet. Let me take a look
at it. Okay, take a look because this is what I think you need.
Okay.
It's a phone number.
Oh, thank you.
Mace, I got a joke for
you. Phone number to my shrink.
All right. Mace, I got a joke for you.
Michael's got one of his jokes.
I told him if he doesn't stop with the nonsense, I'm just going to bring out the chancla, and that's it. It's all over after
and then
that.
I didn't know what a chancla was.
Chancla? You don't know what a chancla is?
I don't know what that is either.
Oh, my God. It's a flip-flop, but it's like a boomerang that my mom used to throw.
In Hispanic culture, when your grandma or your mom takes off their flip-flop and throws it at you like a boomerang, that's when you know. If she says, I'm going to reach for the chancla, you're in trouble.
Maybe my favorite story ever told here is on this station is, George, when you told the story.
Oh, my mom.
About your mom hitting you with the broom. Tell that story.
So I was like 12 years old. And my mom wanted me to do something. And I was like, no, I don't want to do it. I was playing like video games or something. And then she's like, you better do it or I'm going to hit you in the head. And I said, go hit me in the head. And she went to hit me and I blocked it. And she just looked at me and she just nodded. And then she walked out of the room and I was like, all right, I got
her.
So I went back and I started playing video games and she waited for me. So I got up to like get something to drink or something like 10 minutes
later.
She
was lurking like...
Well, she's in the hallway.
She was waiting in the hallway.
Oh, okay.
And I went to get something to drink and all of a sudden, all I see as I'm walking out the gate of the door is... a head of a broom coming right at my forehead, and boom! And she knocked me right back into my bed.
That's good parenting right there.
That really is good parenting.
Yeah.
That's
how are you Cuban mothers?
Did you get a lot of corporal
my dad
punishment?
My dad never put his hands on me. Just the look and the yelling was enough fear for me. Mm-hmm. My mom definitely hit me.
See, my dad was the belt guy, and mom was the wooden spoon lady.
No, there's no way. That's a white people thing. wooden spoon. That's a
wooden
white people
spoon
thing.
Was like a thing. Well, so what?
I mean, I got hit with a broom. That's a lot worse.
No, it's not, but my mom would break stuff.
No,
over
I believe
us.
It. I believe
break
it.
Break stuff over you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We were
bad sometimes.
My mom was the one who actually dispensed justice.
I love that story.
Yeah.
Hey, Mace,
what's the worst
thing,
though? So belt is Mace.
Belt,
that's
belt is I think,
worse.
Is rough.
Yeah, belt is worse.
George has the broom to the forehead.
Broom is
but it wasn't like a lot of brooms. It was just the one broom. So.
My mother always had this threat, and I always challenged her until she finally one day decided to try it. She told me, your big mouth is going to get you into trouble. She was right. And she said, I'm going to sew your mouth shut. And I was like, you can't sew my mouth shut, Ma. And then she beat me down, held me down between her legs, and had like a needle and thread. It was trying to poke the needle. She was like holding my lips and was trying to
poke
the needle.
That would get me to shut up for a while. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Was she actually going to do it or she's trying to scare you?
Well, I think she was trying to scare me. But where she really scared me was when she put me in a headlock, took me into her shower, and told me she was going to put soap in my mouth. And these were the old days of bar soap.
Right.
I still use those.
So like a Coast deodorant soap.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there was like the random hair that was in that soap or on that bar. It was pretty bad. I got beat up a lot as a kid by my mom, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Rough.
And my dad.
Rough.
Now I get why we all have therapy sessions.
Yeah,
man.
We all have therapy. We're all in therapy.
And now Mace just gave me his therapist
Cappy,
number.
Are you in therapy?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm currently.
My guy's
in
really good.
He
I
should be.
His number,
he's
right? Yeah, he's
mine
really
does
good.
Telehealth if you want, Cap. You don't even have to go anywhere.
Oh, my therapist. Michael Thompson.
Michael Thompson.
Yeah.
Mace, I was walking along the beach the other day in Santa Monica. Came across a lamp, polished it, and a genie comes out. Grants me a wish. One wish, he says. So, I just wish to be happy. Now I live in the freaking dwarfs and are working on mine.
Now I what?
I don't get it.
Seven dwarves. Come on, man.
I live with six freaking dwarfs and I'm working on mine.
He's happy.
He's happy.
Happy the dwarfs.
He's happy.
That was a reach.
That was,
boy, Michael.
Not one of your best ones. Not one of your best ones, I gotta be honest.
Is that really the way you want to go out?
You didn't get that.
You got anything better?
You got another one?
I got another one.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's see. You got to go out on a
Who's texting you these? Because I see you're looking through your phone for these.
Yeah.
I think I know.
Somebody texting him dad jokes?
No. Yeah, Jorge.
Yeah, it's Jorge.
Abrione.
Here you go. Here you go. Okay. Five ants rented an apartment with another five ants. Now they're 10 ants.
I think I could say this on the radio.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Well, we're about to find out. Mason's got his finger on the dumb button.
The other day, I overdosed on Viagra. It was the hardest day of my life.
Yeah!
There, you went out
on
a
high note.
Went out on
the win. Beautiful.
All right, coming up for you is Shedano and Cappy. Don't forget Lakers basketball tonight here on 710 ESPN. Lakers John Ireland, Michael Thompson with the call. And over on our sister station, LAFC 1110, we've got El Tráfico. Yeah. We've got the Galaxy versus LAFC. Yeah. Don't forget, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. We will be here to celebrate a Lakers victory and an LAFC victory tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mason said the Clippers are going to win by 10.